Newmarket resident Danielle Lowe can remember seeing Taylor Swift in Toronto in 2018. It was an easy process back then, Lowe said. She was able to secure her tickets for about $125 before taxes and fees. But Lowe did not have the same good fortune as tickets became available for Swift's return to Toronto in 2024 at the Rogers Centre, as she and many other fans became stuck on the waitlist. "It's disappointing there isn't even going to be a chance," she said. "Unless I'm willing to spend an arm and a leg on resale, which shouldn't even be allowed." Swift is coming to Canada for 6 shows as part of her latest tour in 2024. But many fans were left disappointed after being asked to pre-register before tickets went on sale this week. Many were not able to get a code to purchase a ticket, and instead were waitlisted. The same process was in place for Swift's latest United States dates. "Tickets for these shows will be in high demand," Ticketmaster said in a news release. "Therefore, a limited number of fans will get access to the verified fan on sale while others will be placed on the waitlist. We kind of figured it's Canada, at least we'll know a few people who get codes," Lowe said, adding that she knows only one person who was able to secure one out of several friends hoping to get tickets. Lowe described Swift's concert in 2018 as an amazing experience. "I'm not crazy, but I definitely would consider myself a Swiftie. She's a great role model for any girl of any age," Lowe said. "I respect that woman as a businesswoman, and as a woman, she's created an empire. That's admirable." The Rogers Centre capacity is around 50,000, with 6 shows scheduled for November 2024. Canadians had to vie for a limited number of tickets for Taylor's Toronto shows, including against those from the United States. "It would have been nice if they had limited it to just Canada, Canadian residents. I know they don't want to do that, tourism industry and all that," Lowe said, adding that the U.S. has dozens of cities in the tour. "We have 6 shows in all of Canada so far. It's not exactly even. Those looking for tickets may have to look to the resale market, but prices are exponentially higher. StubHub has tickets for Swift's first Toronto show starting at around $1,400 and ramping up to more than $6,000. "I knew likely there was going to be disappointment," Lowe said. "I kind of set myself up knowing what we saw that happened in the United States. I have a feeling we were fighting a lot of Americans over tickets as well."